I would like to take you back a few months, if I may, out of the basketball season, back into the football season. My wife and I sat and watched your game at Thanksgiving time. We saw your incredible boys work out an incredible game. I think the greatest moral victory I have ever seen on a football field. It was stupendous. We thrilled as we saw the marvelous manner in which your boys played that game. We were saying to ourselves as the game progressed, hold that line, and we want a touchdown, and all of the things that went through your minds. And we were thrilled, as was the entire nation who watched it over the TV, at the wonderful thing that BYU did on that day. As I say, that was one of the greatest games I have ever seen at any time. And it was made great by you and by what went into that team. It was made great because of the fighting spirit that was there, the determination, the never say die type of spirit. It was made great because boys wouldn't quit, because they were going to rise even above themselves and bring great glory and credit to BYU. When you boil down into one word all of the things that went into that team to make that great game, I think you could bring it down to one word, and the word would be stability. It is that I'd like to discuss with you for a few moments here this morning. And I would like to say that I believe that every one of you and every one of us, everybody, must develop within our souls that type of stability that marked your team that day, if we will be successful in our lives as they were eminently successful on that glorious day. Stability is one of the greatest qualities that anyone can have. You may have all the brains in the world and be unstable, and where do you get? You may have all the physical strength in the world and be unstable, and where do you get? Stability is so important in your character that it must be one of the prime objectives which you seek. When you think of your stability as a student here, you measure it in terms of your accomplishment. It is not the stable student who will slough one day and cram the next. It is not the stable student who will try to get by unfair methods or unfair means. The stable student is the one who's going to do the job and do it every day, and build in his college career real character. And without stability, there is no real character. You can talk about it in business. The businessman who is unstable spells his own defeat and his own failure. The average person who is unstable in his business activities, even to the paying of his own bills, spells failure for himself. You can take it in any walk in life, but I'd like to talk a little bit about it from the religious standpoint. Because not only in religion, however, in every other phase of our lives, we are seeking to build a stability of character which has as the great goal a fulfillment of a command which Jesus gave. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Paul told us that we were to strive to achieve the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ, meaning that we must become Christ-like. And if we are going to be Christ-like, then we must have stability in great measure. We have had some sad examples of instability in our religious experience. I often think of the great Samson of ancient Israel, the mighty man who could fight an army single-handed and who did and who destroyed thousands because of his tremendous physical strength. And yet, because Samson was unstable, he turned out not to be the strong man of the world nor of Israel, but Samson turned out to be a weakling. And I think of this other great man of ancient times, Solomon, whose wisdom we quote so much. Solomon had God-given wisdom, and for a time he was the most wise of all men. And people from the ends of the earth came to bask in his wisdom. But because of the instability which Solomon allowed to creep into his soul, he died a fool. And then there was that great king Saul, you remember, who was chosen the first king of Israel. Do you remember that he was given the blessing of God through his prophet and was anointed to the office by the prophet who held the priesthood of God? Nobody had a better future than he. Nobody had a greater opportunity than did Saul. But again, instability was allowed to grow in his soul. And that instability brought him to the death of a suicide. Think for a moment of Abraham Lincoln, probably our greatest American. Take stability away from Lincoln. You would have no Lincoln. George Washington, another of our greatest men, was a man of stability, of genuine character. But if you rob him, if you could, of the stability of his nature, he would never loom as the father of the great America as we now know him. Stability goes also in your activity as a member of this church. Are you stable in building the kind of Latter-day Saint character that you really know you should? Do you have stability with respect to your priesthood assignments, you boys? Do you girls have stability with respect to your work in the church? Do you have stability with respect to the word of wisdom? Or are you vacillating? Are you hot one day and cold the next? When it comes to the matter of your tithes and your offerings, are you stable? When it comes to the matter of your moral life, are you stable or are you unstable? And remember that you are not to suppose that you are by nature unstable and therefore you can't do anything about it. We have young people who come and tell us about their moral sins, and they say that because they believe they are made in such a manner, they can't do anything about it. God made them that way, so they're victims of circumstances and they don't try to overcome it. And that is a false philosophy. The Lord expects you to rise above your weaknesses. And He has provided a plan whereby we may accomplish just that. Why do you suppose He would give us the Ten Commandments, for instance, if He didn't expect that we would use them to remove instability from our characters? We have a great many thou shalt nots, of course, but each one of them is a warning against a pitfall. Each one is a warning to avoid the thing that will increase instability and keep us on the track where we will be stable and true. And then there are the other commandments which tell us what to do to build stability of character in our souls. The Lord, you remember, has always sought to do that. The first and great commandment was that we should love Him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our strength. And that meant stability. It meant going straight down the line. It did not mean vacillating. It did not mean that we would love Him with reservations, or that we'd love Him today and forget Him tomorrow. There was nothing like that in the plan of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. I've always been glad that the Lord started out the Ten Commandments with the first that He did, when He commanded that we should have no other gods before Him. We should concentrate on one God, on the only true and living God, and not be led away into tangents, not be led away to try to worship other gods which really do not exist. Do you see why the Lord has always taught us that straight is the gate and narrow is the way? It means that you've got to build stability in your soul if you're going straight down that narrow way. Loving God with all your heart and no other gods, no other interests. You're going straight down the narrow way, one way, with firmness of purpose and no vacillating of any kind. Then you fulfill the commandment. I'm glad to remember also the other side of this. Broad is the gate and wide is the way that leads to destruction. That's the vacillating way. That's the unstable way. That's letting yourself drift with the stream. And so the Lord sums it all up in one thought, and that is that we must in faithfulness endure to the end, and then we shall be saved. Do you see why He tries so hard to build stability in us? We are His children. He is our Father. He does command that we become like Him, even perfect as He is. And there's no room for instability in perfection. God grant that we may be strong, that we may be stable, that we may in faithfulness endure to the end, is my humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.